The first superheroes to make the jump from comics to film were Superman and Captain Marvel, both in 1941. But if you count comics found in the newspaper, the film industry has been borrowing ideas from comics since the late 1800s. The last 10 years have seen a boom in this trend, and the results are apparent on the shelves of local comic book stores across the country.
I want to say last year took an upswing, but this year's definitely taken another upswing, The Walking Dead. People are coming in for trade paperbacks.
That's Pete Quintero, co-owner of Collectors Authority, a comic book store on the South Side. Quintero said that Hollywood blockbusters and TV shows have helped business, but the best push has been something a little closer to home.
The thing seen recently, we've had our own comic book convention, and that's called the Texas Comic Con, and that has introduced people.
Events like Texas Comic Con, which is in June of this year, and promotional pushes like Free Comic Book Day, which is in May, help expose comics to new readers and give longtime collectors a more solid connection to those who make it. For Quintero, his love of comics started as a love for reading, which is something he hopes he can pass along to other kids.
And one of the key things that somebody has asked me always before, what did you use to collect? Well, nothing really. I love reading. So that's one of the things I tell parents too, that it's a comic book, but yeah, it could help them to read more, to get into maybe a novel.
Head online to tpr.org for an extended interview, pictures of the store, and more on this week's San Antonio Book Series. From the online world of Texas Public Radio, I'm Chris Udaly.